DNR wildlife biologist Jeremy Holtz in Rhinelander says the most recent state index ending in March put much of the Northwoods below the level that impacts deer. But the heavy snows and the deeper cold at night have likely pushed that index toward the moderate level.
Especially in terms of late winter snowfall, it's took us probably over the 18-inch mark in the woods, and it's going to be considered pretty tough on the deer until that snow that we just got starts to reduce again.
Snow depths over 18 inches and temperatures below zero factor into the index. Holtz says deer will be looking for food in any place.
They kind of have a winter metabolism and a summer metabolism. In the winter, their body kicks down and lets them eat less food and really process it very effectively so they can stay healthy with only a little bit of food. But in late March, they start ramping up into their more normal seasonal metabolism, and what that means is they're going to have more food in order to stay alive.
And that means they could be eating bark, especially trees with sap or growing buds. He says during the growing season, deer need about 8 pounds of green forage a day. He says in the mildest of winters, about 10% of the deer die.
And when we get into a moderate winter, we bump that up maybe 10 to 15%. And if we get over moderate to moderately severe, that's where we could see upwards of 20% of the deer population succumbing to the winter.
He says the severity index has moved to very severe in Iron County and in neighboring Price County. The index is getting into the very severe range. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.